Blog Talk Radio. the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, he's so good tonight that we can call upon that name which is so precious. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, how we adore him. Oh, how we love him. Oh, how we would love to worship him. I love to worship the Lord. I love to call upon that name. Praise God. He's been so good. He's been so kind. Truly, and he still is. God is still doing great things for his children. Praise God. He has loved us with an everlasting love. There is no God like our God. That's what Daniel said, praise God. And truly, I have found that there is no other God like our God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 My Father, my God, in whom I trust. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight. Oh, wishing that you will call somebody and enter in and let's call upon the name of Jesus. Because he has loved us so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray that this program would enlighten you, uplift you, and praise God that we may say something to empower you in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Well, have you lost a loved one, a son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison wall? Maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight. Oh, it might be some kind of sickness. Oh, you might have lost someone and you just can't shake it. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God wants to give us rest from anything that we face in life, which the enemy may try to, oh yes, tear us down. God is willing to give us peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is willing, if we allow him to step in, to comfort us. Oh, when we need comforting. Oh, because we don't need it in this life. Because the words say that we will have trials and tribulations. Praise God. He's willing to come in and take us by the hand and lead us when we feel like we're stuck in the mud and can't go no further. God is right there. Yes, he's there. Oh, he's there all the time. He never leaves us nor forsakes us because we are his children. Praise God. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. He is God, and there is none other. Praise God. He is God, and there is none other. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we do come before you tonight, God. Thanking you, Lord God, for forgiving us of our sins, oh God. Thanking you, oh God, for washing them and throwing them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember us ever again, them ever again. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for what you do, God, because you do great and awesome things in our lives, oh, God. You build us up and make us strong when we are weak. Yes, you do, God. Lord God, you comfort us and give us peace that passes all understanding. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, you created us, oh, God, in your image. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. And, Lord God, you created us to praise you. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. You could have used anything else, but, God, you chose us, oh, God, to be your children, to praise you, to come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for choosing, oh, God, Oh, Father God. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, God, you're making us, oh, God. Oh, God, you are steady making us what you would want us to be. You're steady shaping and molding us, oh, God. You never gives up on us, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for life and more abundant life. Oh, God, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for our loved ones, those that are wayward and those that have come into the fold, God. Oh, God, we pray for all our friends and loved ones, oh, God, that still don't know you, God. We are asking, oh, God, oh, God, that your spirit will draw them, oh, God. Oh, God, that they'll come running saying, what must I do to be saved? Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, God, that you made us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, and you fearfully and wonderfully done it. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, that you knows all things, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, you do, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that your name is powerful, more powerful than anything, oh, God, under the sun. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, precious, precious is that name. Oh, and that name is Jesus. Oh, it's just like a fragrance after the rain. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, my Father. Oh, gracious God. Oh, God. Oh, God, that we can, oh, God, oh, God, overcome the enemy, oh, God. Yes, God, you have made it available for us, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the songs of praise, oh, God, that goes up to you. We thank you for the adoration, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the healings, oh, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you spill your blood for us, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, that your body was broken for us, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. We'll thank you that you are El Shaddai. Oh, God, yes, you are the all-sufficient one, El Elohim. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you're the Most High God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, that you are the everlasting God. We thank you that you're Elohim. Oh, God, you're Lord and Master. Oh, God, yes, you are. Oh, God, you're Quanah, you're jealous God. You're Yahweh God. Yes, God, you are Jehovah Nisi. Oh, God, you are Jehovah. Oh, God, the Lord, my banner. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord, you're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Thank you, Lord God. You're Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord of our peace, God. Thank you, Lord God. You are Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Praise God. You are Jehovah, oh, Raha, the Lord, my shepherd. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Oh, Jehovah Shammah. You is always there, Lord God. You're Jehovah Teskenu, oh God, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Makedesh, oh God, the Lord who sanctifies us. Oh God, I thank you that you are our sanctifier tonight. Oh God, thank you, Lord God. You are our sanctifier. Oh God, and you shepherds over us, and you keeps us, and you guides us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that we can abide under shadow of the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you the Lord. You are ours. Oh, God. Your grace, oh God, hallelujah, is extended to us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that grace, oh God. Thank you for that sweet peace, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for every mother, oh God, that may be hurting tonight, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, touch tonight, oh God. Father God, every father, oh God, that's trying to find his way tonight, help, oh God. Father God, Thank you, Lord God, for every child on the street with an AKA, God. You'll touch them, oh God. And, Lord, they'll turn their lives around. Oh God, they'll come to you, Lord God. Oh, Father God. Oh God, strengthen, oh God. Strengthen, oh God, in every area, oh God. Father God, you know where we need it, God. Oh, Father God, we need it in the White House. Yes, we do, God. We need it in our land all over, God. Oh, God, we need you, Father God. Yes, we do. We need you, Father God. Yes, we do. We need you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we need you tonight, God. Oh, somebody's crying, grinding tears tonight, and they don't know which way to turn. But God, step in, oh God, and rescue them, Lord God. Somebody, oh God, is on drugs and don't know how to come off of them, God. But I know you can take the sting, God, away from them, God. Oh, Father God, somebody tonight, oh God, is racking with pain tonight, oh God. Lord God is crying out, saying, Lord, heal my body. Oh, God, I know that you can do it. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, touch tonight. All over our land tonight, God. Oh, God, we need a healing. Oh, God, we need a healing in our homes, oh, God. We need a healing, oh, God. Father, in every aspect of our lives, we need you, oh, God. Intervene for us, oh, God. Even in the church, God, we need you, God, to intervene. God, God, because we know that you love us. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God. Oh, God, touch your people, God, tonight. And let them know, God, that they need you, God. Oh, God, and they'll call upon your name, oh, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, oh, we praise you, Lord. Yes, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, my co-host is out tonight, but I want you all to continue praying for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, pray for the feeble-minded. Oh, yes, Lord God. Those that are in nursing homes and hospital rooms everywhere. The elderly, yes. Pray for God will comfort them right where they are. Praise God. Pray, oh God, yes, for our everyone. Oh, God. God knew what would go on in the White House. So we continue to pray for those in authority. Praise God. Pray for those. Yes. Oh, yes. Pray for those that are in need tonight, because truly we're in need all over. All over. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Speak tonight, God. Oh, speak to somebody's heart tonight, oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God said that we ought to always pray and not faint. God don't ever want us to give up on calling up on him. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, because we need him. We need him every day and every hour. We need the Lord. Praise God. Yes, we do. We need him. Oh, yes, right in our home, because the words say in this life, we will have trials and tribulations. So we got to be on guard, people. We have to be on guard. We can't get slack on this journey, because as the devil knows that his time is getting short, oh, yes, he is steady about his business. He's trying to tear down God's people. He does not want no peace nowhere. He wants to tear down the homes. He don't want no peace in the home. No, He wants to do everything that he can. Oh, yes, to destroy God's people. Praise God. But God is our Savior. Yes, he is. God is our Savior. And he will step in and he will save on time. All we got to do is rely upon God. Rely upon God, our Savior and our Lord. And our King. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go right on into the message for tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the title of our message tonight, praise God, it fastened itself. Something attached itself. And we're going to go to Acts chapter 28, and we're going to start there, and we're going to study that chapter, how it fastened itself. Praise God. Praise God. And let's start reading that. Acts 28, starting at verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. Now, you know, people can be so unkind to you. People was the same back then as it is now. Sometimes people can show you little kindness. They're not very nice. They're not very friendly. They are not spiritual. They are not holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. For they kindle a fire and receive us everyone because of the present rain because of cold. The only reason they received them because it was cold and rainy. But otherwise, they didn't feel like being bothered. Now, you know that's today. You know people just sometimes don't want to be bothered with you. They tell you, you stay in your house and I stay in mine. They just don't want to be bothered. They're selfish. Live to themselves. Praise God. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, he laid them on the fire. And there came a viper out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. Praise God. There was a viper, a snake, came out after, and all, you know, sometimes you can rake up leaves or bundles of stuff, and then there's a snake laying up under it. Well, I want to tell you that there is a hidden snake ready to attack you tonight. And I mean that old serpent, that old Satan. Oh, yes, he's ready. He's ready to attack you. Praise God. And he does not want you to be happy, and he wants to bite you so hard to make you cry. Praise God. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. See, when things start happening in your life, people start talking about you and saying evil things about you, but they don't know why that happened to you. God is getting ready to do something great in your life. But you see, they start talking about among them, mumbling among themselves, trying to say what's causing this venomous thing to come out of there to bite Paul. They had their own reasons why. They don't know God's reason because God, oh, yes, Lord God, God's ways is not like man's ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. No doubt this man, they said, no doubt he's a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live. Oh, they wanted to say all kind of things about him. They wanted to put their stamp on him. Why this thing has happened to him? I can hear him say, "Well, that never happened to us. That thing never happened to us. It only attacked Paul because Paul had something wrong with him. Paul was a murderer. Paul was doing this, and he wasn't teaching right or something." And he shook off the beast into the fire and left no harm. When you are walking with Christ, when you are in God and God is in you, He will let nothing harm you. And Paul shook off this thing into the fire. He shook it off. And there was no harm brought to Paul. Praise God. How be it? They look when he should have swollen. See, they couldn't believe after they had stood up there and laughed and talked. And Paul shaked the thing off, and he didn't even swell up. Now, you know if a snake bites you, a venomous snake, a poisonous snake, oh, Satan, he going to try to squeeze everything out of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Howbeit, they look when he should have swollen or fallen down dead. So they was expecting Paul to fall dead because the venomous in this thing, this was a very serious thing. This enemy, oh, that enemy had hit Paul hard. That was a venomous snake. You know, sometimes you can get hit so hard. You can get hit so hard till you will wonder, which your way to go, which your way to turn. The enemy, yes. Praise God. And they felt that he should have fallen down, and Paul was still standing. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they charged their mind and said that he was a god. Oh, they had to change their mind. I tell you tonight, people are changing their mind about you when you see you walking with the Lord and not giving up and not turning around no matter what comes your way. Praise God. They'll look at you different. And they'll say he really truly believe in his God. Praise God. In the same quarters were possession of chief men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. There's somebody where others won't. There is somebody that will take you in and see about you. There is somebody who is going to love you in whatever state you in. There is somebody is going to uphold you and uplift you right where you are. Praise God. What the devil has meant for bad, God will turn it around for your good. Praise God. But there was somebody there for Paul while the others were looking on. Praise God. Verse 8, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever of bloody flow, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid hands on, and he will heal. See, God has a purpose and a plan for us. Where others were looking on, God had this thing set that Paul could lay hands and someone will be healed in the midst. Wherever somebody else is looking for you to die or to give up or end up in the hospital, God is wanting you to speak a word that somebody will be healed. Paul went on after he had unfastened this thing from him, and Paul went on about his business and God's business. He went on and he prayed for the man and laid hands on him, and he was healed. Praise God. See, when you be about your Father's business, nothing can harm you. Nothing can take God's place. Praise God. Paul was busy about his Father's business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who would have ever thought that Paul would have healed somebody when he was standing up there with a venomous snake had bitten him, and they was expecting for him to die? But he never did swell up. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Paul just did what he supposed to did. Shook that thing off. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to do today when the enemy comes in and try to try us and tear us down, we got to shake him off and keep on moving and keep on trusting in the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind. I don't care how it may feel, we got to keep on doing the will of the Father. Verse 10, who also honored us with many honors. See, probably somebody will honor you. When others are trying to tear you down, God got somebody to honor you. Hey, glory, hallelujah. God got somebody to honor you. Yes, he did. And that's what Publicism did. Let's read it again, verse 10. Who also honored us with many honors. I didn't say they just honored Paul with one. They said many honors. And when we departed, they laden us with such things as were necessary. Anything they needed, they gave it to them to go on the journey. No matter if the enemy had come in and fastened itself to them. Praise God. I don't care what the devil may try to do to you. Somebody is going to help you to go on, and they're going to be, oh, yeah, right there for you. I don't care whether it's to preach this gospel. There's somebody that will stand beside you and uphold your hand. Praise God. And somebody will stand there beside you and tell you to press on. Hey, yes, Lord, hallelujah, praise God. And after 3 months, we departed the ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Caesar and Publius. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days. You know, Paul continued in the Lord. Praise God. I can give you so many messages out of this passage. Praise God. Oh, God. I can tell you how to continue in the Lord, no matter how the enemy always trying to fasten himself to you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I can tell you to press on tonight. Praise God. Press on in the Lord and don't give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And from thence, we fetched a compass and came to Regulum. And after one day, the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Petolia, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appius Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. Hey, there is somebody who will stand beside you. Oh, until you can get up from that thing and keep going. Yes. Now we know, hallelujah, a poisonous snake, when it bite us, most times this thing is deadly. But hey, this thing cannot touch you if you are walking with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because once this poison get into your bloodstream, praise God. Hallelujah. It goes to the brain and it kills you. But in this instance, and in many instances in our lives, if we just trust in the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul, this thing that's trying to attach itself to us, it will not stay. Praise God. Because we have the power, yes we do, to cast it out. Oh, yes we do. Oh, then say no weapon formed against us. We can shake off these things. Oh, yes, Lord, that is trying to attach itself. You can be going about your own business, and Satan is waiting to attack you. Yes, to cause you a havoc in your life. Praise God. His aim is to steal, kill, and destroy you. Yes. His aim is to, oh, yes, to make you bow down to him, but you got to shake him off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, people is going to talk about you just like they talked about Paul. They're going to call you crazy. They're going to say, yeah, you out there doing things. I know, yes, they said they were talking about Paul. Oh, but they're going to say the same thing today, that you don't know what you're doing. Oh, I don't like to hear you. They don't want to hear the message. They don't want to hear it back then. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. They didn't want to hear when John the Baptist went about preaching. They didn't want to hear Jesus until they wanted to take him out. Oh, yes, Lord God. But, oh, God, yes, God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Yes, yes, they're going to talk about you and say all manner of things about you. Yes, they are going to try to tear you down. Paul said these people showed little kindness to him. Yeah, when you're out there preaching the gospel, most people ain't going to show you no kindness. They're going to look at you and pass you by. Hallelujah. Satan will try to attach himself to your job, to your home, to your church, with sickness and desires that he can cause you to swell up. He wants you to be sick. He wants you to get puffed up so you don't want to hear the word of God. Yes, he's going, but we got this. He's a liar. We're going to shake him off tonight. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go out of our finances. Go out of our home. Go out of anything that God has blessed us with, our husband, our wives, our children. We're taking authority over him in the name of Jesus. Praise God. After Paul had healed, and after the healing began to take place, all God wants us to do is believe on him that he will do it. The devil has an attachment out for you to keep you from doing what God wants you to do. Yes, he does. He does not want you to go and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God. He has an attachment out for you. Oh, yes. Or he has an attachment to keep you from prospering when God say that you shall prosper and be in good health. Oh, praise God. Look at Brett Kavanaugh. Praise God. That is an attachment out for him. Yes, praise God. Him and his family, his finances. Don't you think that he cares about who he attacks? The devil wants to attack. He wants to attack the woman. The devil has an attachment out for these people's lives and these people's families. No, he's been waiting for this time. The devil's been waiting for this time to just try to destroy the country with all kind of havoc. Don't you see everything that's going on? It's an attack. It's Satan trying to attach himself. Ah, yes, in the lives of people. He wants them to swell up and die. Yes, the enemy. That's his aim. Praise God. Satan has attacked our children. Yes, with drugs, alcohol, all kinds of stuff. Suicide, gay lifestyles. That's the enemy coming in to attack our families, praise God, and our loved ones. Now he's going to attack great men, truly. The Bible say that judgment will start at the head. Yes, he's going to attack. This is the attack of Satan. This is his aim. He has a time. He has a timing when he's going to step in and fasten himself to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Satan wants to fasten itself to any little link that he can get into and make you hurt so bad, yes, until you think of suicide. You know, I know one time when the stock market fell, they told me that somebody committed suicide. It was an attack. That's the way he knows who's not able, who's not firm enough to stand strong when the enemy comes in like a flood. Praise God. Hallelujah. He coming in. Yes. Oh, I'm going to make them take the life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the Satan, yes, He wants to attack you in your mind so you can't think straight. Praise God. Yes. He wants to make you lose your mind and say, oh, I need to go have my mind checked. Go into an institution. What I'm trying to say, yes, he wants to go into wants you to go into an institution. So you done lost your mind. Devil is a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're gonna look at another chapter here in Luke 4 and 2. Praise God. Let's look at Luke 4 and 2. Oh, praise God. Luke 4 and 2 says, Lord God, praise God, praise God. 4 and 2 says, and he taught them many things by parable and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong scripture. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute here. We're going to Luke. I was in Mark. Okay. Luke 4 and 2 says, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at another scripture here that how the devil attacked. And we know that the devil tempted Jesus. And we're going to look at that. So if you know if he tempted Jesus, sure, he's going to try to tempt us. 4 and 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did eat nothing, and when he had ended, after he was a hunger, see, the devil know he was weak because he had been fasting, praise God, hallelujah. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread, or if you can do something, do this. And if you do, why don't you do that? You know that. Come on now, the devil going to talk to you in every way he can, praise God. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceedeth out of the word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. See, the devil can attack you in a moment of time when you don't have time to think right. Come on, somebody, listen to me tonight. The devil will not give you time. He will not allow you to take time to go and study the word. You got to have the word already there inside of you to help you to pick you up. Praise God. Because this was just in a moment he tried to attach himself to Jesus. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. And if thou therefore will worship me, and all be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him up on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give the angels charge over thee to keep thee. See, the enemy just kept on talking. The enemy did not want to give up. He just kept on talking to him. If you would do this, I think he said about three times, if you would do this, I would do that. And if you would do this, see, the Satan will get your mind so torn, praise God. And he'll get you so whacked and hacked up, praise God. You won't even know which way to turn. That's what Satan was doing to Jesus. But he couldn't do nothing with Jesus. Jesus has all power. Is in my Father, in my God has given me power. God has given us power. God has given us power, I want you to know, to tread up on scorpions and demons, to cast out, to decree a thing and it shall be done, to command our day, praise God. Don't tell me that the devil won't tempt you. If he tempted Jesus, he will tempt you. If he can put a foothold into anything that you want, yes, he'll try to do it. Your finances, your children, your home, Whatever God, you know, God gives us good things, and the devil wants to take them away from us. But we must be sure of our foundation. Praise God. Be sure that our anchor holds and grips a solid rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be sure in whom we believe in, that we will let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. Praise God. Jesus did not let Satan tempt him in any way. So don't be tempted. Don't be tempted by all his lies when he brings things before you. Watch yourself. God tells us to watch and pray. Watch and pray, because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Praise God. Yes, he's seeking you right this minute, every moment that he thinks that he can get close to you. Oh, he'll come to you with all his sweet talk and his nice little, oh, yes, his nice little things whispering in your ear. Yes, to try to get you to come over to his side to worship him. Yes, he is. He's going to show you, that's how our children is getting, caught up into drugs and different things, because they haven't turned their lives over to Christ. So he comes with his little sweet talk, yes, and he tries to get them to turn it over to him, turn their lives over to him so he can use them. Praise God. That's the enemy. Praise God. The enemy will fasten himself then to you, to them. He will fasten, just like he did Paul. He will fasten himself to it. And if you don't know how to shake him off, then he will attach, cause you to swell up, cause you to die. Praise God. You will die spiritually. You will die physically. Praise God. That's the enemy. That's his aim. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will fasten, and he will make you miserable. Oh, yes, if he don't kill you, he'll make your life so miserable. Oh, yes, yes, for a long time. Just think about people that live miserable, and they're miserable for a long time because they don't know how to shake him off. They don't know how to unfasten that thing from them that has attached that thing, because it done went into their heart, their mind, and then done took their strength. Praise God. Oh, and they'll tell you, I just don't feel good today. I don't even feel like I have the strength to go on. Oh, they got all kind of murmuring and complaining because the enemy done attached itself to them, but then they don't know how to shake him up. Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll make them miserable, and it want them to know, it won't even let them know how they can get out of this thing. The enemy will make them think that there is no way out. There's just no way out of this thing. But God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Yes, he does. And God will take us out of that thing, and he will help us to stand, oh, praise God, and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He will help us to stand and know in whom we believe in, that we will let nothing separate us, no, from the love of God. Nor height, nor depth. Ah, yes, Lord God, not anything that will separate us from the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, yes, I pray tonight that you have enjoyed this message. Don't let the enemy fasten himself to you. Oh, shake him off, yes. Don't let him attach, because it will fasten itself to you, and he will cause you miserable days in your life. Praise God. But God is great, and God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, don't forget, if you'd like to have a copy of our book, oh, praise God, Why Not a Woman? Praise God. Please go to Barnes & Noble on Amazon and order your copy. Praise God. Or call us. Praise God. Hallelujah. But may we just pray, as we've been having great success. Praise God. Everyone telling us how they love the book. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to bless you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his favor face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Praise God. And no weapon formed. Don't let the enemy attach itself to you. Praise God. And when he try to do it, oh, yeah. You know how to pray. You know how to call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. And the Lord, the God of all grace, will, oh, yes, help you. Oh, you get rid of that thing and shake him off. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you. Next week at the same time. Bye-bye.